heaven is in the eye. Them snow and like the Lord. You the heaven is in the eye. Them snow and like the Lord. Matthew 12:28-29, and Jesus speaking. He said, but if I cast out devils by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God is come unto you. Or else, how can one enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods, except he first bind the strong man, and then he will spoil his house? The Lord bless the reading of his word in Jesus' name. Binding the strong man. Today we will ascend into the courtroom of eternal life before the judge of all to give Satan, the evil one, a quit notice. A notice to quit. A notice to quit from that which the Father has committed to us. I told us last week Sunday that the strong man is an entity in itself. The strong man is a reality. Though some of us may deny the presence, but it is real. There is a strong man everywhere. And I'm saying that today we are ascending together into the courtroom of eternity, before the judge of all flesh, to give the evil one a notice to quit in our lives in Jesus' name. There is the presence of the strong man in nations. There is the presence of the strong man in states, in communities, in families, in our personal lives, in businesses, in callings. The strong man is real. Matthew 12, where we read, he said in 29, that how can a man enter into a strong man's house and take the goods except the first bind the strong man, and then he will spoil his house. To bind a strong man is not an ordinary exercise. Listen very carefully. Because for everyone seated here, everyone listening to this message today, there is a strong man you are battling. If you say there is no strong man, then I will tell you, you are telling a lie. Every nation has a strong man. Every state has a strong man. Communities have their strong men. Families, individuals, businesses have their strong men. The most notable strong man in this continent of Africa, like continents themselves, they have a strong man. The most notable strong man in this continent, Africa, who can tell us what it is? The most notable strong man in this part of the world, Africa. The most notable strong man in Africa is the strong man of poverty. The strong man of poverty. The statistics went up recently and they said Nigeria has the in the ratio, they said Nigeria has the highest set of poor persons amongst all nations in the world now. Before it used to be India, thereabouts. So Africa has a notorious strong man which is called poverty. Strong man, like we talk about, is not relegated to only individuals. Nations suffer it, continents suffer it, states suffer it, families suffer it, communities suffer it. There are some communities you go and you hear that in this community, it happens that no young girl gets married early. Something like that. That becomes a strong man. A strong man is a negative vibration that stands to oppose growth. It's a negative vibration. It's something that brings negativism. It's something that hinders growth. A strong man is real. We started this last week. But the Spirit of the Lord is putting it very clear that we need to touch this again. Binding the strong man. Look at verse 29. How else? Or else, how can one enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods? How can one enter into Africa, which is that strong man of poverty's house, and bind and take away the people and remove that spirit of poverty without first binding that strong man? The strong man is like the gatekeeper. It's a system that vibrates negativism to hinder growth. Each nation, each continent have their strong men. When you go to Asia, they have this strong man of godlessness. You think you see idols in Africa, you're just joking. Only the idols in India, they multiply the ones in Africa 100 times. I was speaking to an Indian guy one certain time. He asked me, how many gods do I have? How many gods do I serve? He said, I'm serving one God. He laughed. He said, wow, that you're serving over 49 gods. That I have just only one. In India, if you need money, there is a God for money. If you need prosperity in business, there is a God for that. If you need love, there is a God for love. There is a God for virtually everything. One person can worship in 100 temples. They have multiple gods. In Asia, there is a strong man of godlessness, idol worshiping in Asia. So the strong man we are talking about is not just to us as individuals per se. It encompasses all, even touching continents. But what we are looking at here is the solution. How to bind the strong man. The word bind means to decapacitate. It means to stop operation. It means to confine the strong man one place so that he has no other power to exercise. Binding the strong man. I'm telling you again that is sitting here, you again that is listening. You have a strong man that is battling you. You have a strong man battling your family, battling your community, your village, your state, your nation. But the thing is the strong man gaining influence and affluence over you? Some people are being subdued by this strong man. Why? But only a few have gained independence and liberation. Does anybody have another translation here that is not King James, please? Like we read the last time. Binding the strong man. The strong man is not an entity that we romance with. The strong man is not an entity that we bargain with. The strong man will not hear the language of emotions. The strong man will not hear the language of negotiation. The only thing the strong man hears is the language of force. Even Jesus himself knew. No wonder he said, from the days of John the Baptist hitherto, the kingdom of God suffereth what? Violence. And it is the violent that take it by force. That take the goods from the strong man by force. No matter the economic project they bring into Africa for development, this and that, if that strong man of poverty is not binded, Africa remains where it is. Is a strong man. These are principalities. They are powers. They are dominions of darkness whose mouth must be stopped. Whose mouth must be stopped. The Lord is going to help us today. And one thing I want us to know is that as we are speaking, we are going to pray. And during the prayer, you know the strong man that has been holding you back. So that just like we prayed last week, you pray the prayer again. Every system, every existence has a strong man. All that is in creation itself has a strong man. All that is in creation, even apart from mankind, humankind. The Bible said in Romans chapter 8 verses 19 that the earnest expectation of the creation awaited the manifestation of the sons of God. Even the creation itself is in bondage. It's in bondage. For humankind, the strong man may appear in different faces. For us that are seated here, the strong man may appear in the face of failures. It may appear in the face of reproach. The strong man may appear in the face of setbacks, disappointments. The most sophisticated strong man that mankind has to deal with is the strong man of sin. Sin. The Bible said, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. All mankind. That is why there is a need for receiving Jesus Christ to restore that glory. In essence, what is the word trying to say? That sin reduces the glory. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory. How can a man fall short of God's glory? Sin. The glory may be as high as a skyscraper. As sin is coming, it is coming short, 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 reducing the glory of God. That is what sin does. And sin we are talking about is the most sophisticated strong man for mankind. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. If you're seated here and you take what we are saying today for granted, or maybe you're listening and you take it for granted, I tell you the truth, you are gambling with destiny. The strong man is real. Communities have battled it. Nations have battled it. There is one of the kings in ancient Rome. Was it King Claudius? This particular king, he had all the money that any man could ask for. But his wife, the empress, will leave the throne at night, go to brothels, and look for men that will sleep with her so that they will pay her. That's what the queen was doing. She was not doing it because she needed money. She was doing it because the strong man of sexual immorality is dealing with her. That's what they call nymphomania. Her husband has all the money in the world, but she leaves the throne, goes to where harlots are in the night. Does the immorality come back? That act alone gives her joy. It's not the money. That's a strong man she's dealing with. Some persons, the strong man they deal with is masturbation. I know countless people, both aged, matured, in their 40s, 50s, 60s, that have told me that they are struggling with masturbation. It's a strong man. The strong man is not there to play with you. It is there to destroy. He said, the thief cometh not but to steal, kill, and destroy. But I have come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. In repeating what I said, the strong man comes in diverse faces. It can come as failure, reproach. It can come as setbacks, disappointment. But the most sophisticated of all strong men is the old man of sin. He's the oldest. Among all we are talking about, this strong man was the first that revealed himself in the Garden of Eden. The strong man of sin. So everybody born of a woman has a strong man he battles with. Revelation 12 said, rejoice, O you heavens, but woe unto the earth, for the devil has come, having great wrath, knowing that his time is but short. He said, there is a war on the earth. So every man born of a woman has this strong man to deal with. That is why Paul said, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, they are not ordinary, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down every imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing into captivity, bringing them into captivity to the obedience of Christ. A particular preacher in Europe, UK to be precise, this man has the second largest or third largest biggest congregation in the United Kingdom. He's a Nigerian. I've said it before. He was preaching, gathering crowds, thousands in UK. But yet, the strong man of homosexualism kept him bound. He was a general overseer, but yet he was sleeping with little boys in the church. It was not something he could deny. It was obvious, and they deported him back to Nigeria. He was controlling thousands of crowds, but yet the strong man of homosexualism kept him bound. So what we are talking about, the strong man does not look at face. He does not look at title, whether the person is a pastor, priest, this and that. There is something happening recently in Rome about many priests that are defiling little children. It's a big scandal now, and the Pope is talking about it. He said the devil is the cause, but that is a strong man. So whether you are a clergy or not, the strong man is out to destroy mankind. And everybody has a strong man that is fighting them, not just one. There are diverse of them. There are diverse of them. The Lord will give us understanding in Jesus' name. What we are speaking today is not just for the sake of preaching, but it is to minister to lives, to know the realities of the kingdom. Jesus said, "But if I cast out devils by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God is come upon you." If I cast out devils by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. A strong man is not a respecter of ecclesiastical title. That was last week. A particular woman messaged me. She has been chatting me for some time because of our messages, but I didn't know who she was, so she now revealed herself to me that she lost a child of 7 months. The child died. That she has been seeing herself in dreams. She has been seeing herself in dreams, always falling into a pit. She sees herself in dreams, always falling into a pit. And she had already lost a 7 months old child. When she now revealed who she was to me, I found out that she's a queen. Her husband is a king in one of the communities in Delta State. So, one thing the Lord communicated to me is that, okay, this one now, the husband is not just an elected governor or whatever, but a king in a land. But yet, a strong man in the same land is afflicting the wife. So the strong man does not respect your title, whether you are a king or not, whether you are a president or not. As long as you are wearing mortality, the strong man will come after you. Though you may not say that, it is either you are winning the battle or the strong man is winning. There is one side that is winning. You alone know. Jesus said, "It is he that overcomes that shall wear the crown." It is he that what overcomes. Overcomes because it is a battle. The Lord will grant us understanding. Binding the strong man. The message is not just the strong man, but it is binding the strong man. Because there is a strong man to bind. There is a strong man to bind, to put under feet. Paul said, "Shortly the Lord shall bruise the devil under your feet." A strong man ought to be under our feet, not above our head. The location of a strong man ought to be under our feet. Because like I said, a strong man is a negative vibration that stands to oppose growth. It's a negative vibration sent by the evil one. When that woman told me she lost her child 7 months, I really felt it. Because that was the operation of a strong man. It was not just an ordinary death. It was a manipulation. So the woman said she would like me and my team to come to their community, that she has been hearing this truth we preach, that she would like us to come there and minister in their community. The strong man does not respect royalty. He does not respect title. It's something we need to fight. Last Sunday, I talked about a man of God, renowned, known all over the world. He preaches deliverance. Yet, he has divorced his wife and married another woman. Even though, from all I've heard, and I know for certain that the woman is at fault. But that was not something to justify. Because the strong man came after him. He's one of the most renowned deliverance ministers in the world. But yet he has married another woman. He's a strong man that came after him. And the strong man defeated, whether he believes it or not. Because he said recently that he married his past wife out of ignorance, that he wasn't mature yet, but now he's mature. Many people commented on the internet. They said, some other person said, "I married at the age of 25, but yet I'm still with my wife." That is not based on maturity or not. It's based on dealing with, dwelling with them with knowledge. Peter said, dwell with your wives with knowledge. A strong man has stopped destinies. A strong man has stopped destinies. A strong man has stopped destiny. A strong man of impatience stopped a man called Esau. He ate his birthright one day. Before the time of his visitation came, he ate his birthright. A strong man of impatience. And when the day of reckoning came, his birthright was given to Jacob. There are diverse strong men. But it is for us to know and identify what we are dealing with. When we identify this thing and begin to deal with it, I tell you, our journey will be smooth. When I mean our journey will be smooth is the fact that we will arrive to our destination. Because if the strong man is not stopped, then we will be stopped. Jesus said from the time of John the Baptist until now, we are talking, until today, the kingdom of God suffereth violence, and it is the violent that take it by force. You will not fold your hands and be looking at the strong man molesting you. No. You have to take action. You won't expect God to come from heaven and to the earth to come and fight the strong man. No. You take action. He said, behold, I give unto you power to tread upon snakes and scorpions and upon all powers of the enemy, and nothing shall by enemies hurt you. How to defeat the strong man. Defeating the strong man is by confrontation. And you don't go to defeat the strong man confronting him without a revelation of who you are. Somebody listening to me. You must have a revelation of who you are. Can we see John chapter 13 verse 3? John 13 verse 3. John 13:3. He said, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he was come from God and went to God. Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he was come from God and went to God. Even Jesus, as he was on earth as a man, he knew who he was. Spiritual identification. He knew his spiritual identification. He knew the Father has given all things into his hands. He said, behold, I give unto you powers to tread upon snakes and scorpions, upon all the powers of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Jesus knew the Father had given him the power. When you confront the strong man, you need to know who you are. Because if you are confronting the strong man without a revelation of who you are, you will tremble before the strong man, because there will be no faith. I said, and I'm saying again, David confronted Goliath. Goliath was a strong man against the nation of Israel. Goliath was defiling the armies of Israel and the God of Israel day and night, challenging them. But David, as small as he was, he saw Goliath. He knew that he that is in him is greater than he that is in Goliath. That was revelation. David confronted Goliath by revelation. Beyond what the physical eyes could see, David knew that Goliath, though a strong man, but that Goliath was beneath him. Even before the battle, he told him he would cut off his head. You confront the strong man by revelation. Knowing your spiritual identification of what Jesus has done for you. of all that has been committed to you. He said, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he was come from God, and that he went to God. This one is the deep message for another day. You confront that strong man by revelation. I'm saying it again, that a demon walks in here now for an instance, and you see the demon in the flesh. You are seeing the demon like you see human beings. And the demon comes here and wants to wreak a havoc. And you are saying, oh God, come down. Oh God, come down. God will not come down. He said, behold, I've given you the power. You have the power in your hand. I shared the encounter of the man of God that was in a an open vision. And a demon came to him. The demon was trying to bound him. And he was shouting Jesus to help him. Jesus was by his side, but Jesus did not do anything. The Lord Jesus did not do anything until the man binded the demon. It was when the demon had left, Jesus said, I have dealt with these powers. I have no business with them. I have given you the power. So, what it takes to stop the strong man has been given to you. As long as you carry the finger of God in you. And the finger of God in you is the Holy Spirit. He said, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. There is the strong man in the world. And they are in different faces, in different postures. The strong man is real. There are some families that it is known to be untimely death, or nobody crosses 70 is a strong man. There are some families that no matter how this one works hard, he will struggle till he dies. Generations will come struggle, and is a strong man of setback. There are some people in some families, the mother got married, divorced. Them they are married, they divorce. Their children got married, divorce. He's a strong man of divorce. They come in different phases. The nation of South Africa is dealing with that strong man today of divorce. South Africa has the highest rate of divorce cases in this present world. So you need to identify the strong man that is molesting you. And when you identify the strong man, it is good for you to call that strong man by name. Because a strong man has a name. If it is divorce, he's a strong man of divorce. If it is disappointment that's always happening, the strong man in the spirit is called disappointment. If it is shame, reproach that is following, the strong man is named reproach. The strong man is real. When we identify the strong man and begin to warfare in that light, I tell you the truth, the journey becomes easier. Luke chapter 11, 20 to 22. Luke chapter 11, 20 to 22. He said, but if I were the finger of God, which is the Holy Spirit, cast out devils, no doubt the kingdom of God is come upon you. When a strong man armed keepeth his palace, his goods are in peace. You see, the Bible recognizes that the strong man is armed. The strong man molesting you has ammunition to always make sure that you are down. So how will you confront the strong man when you are not armed with spiritual revelation? The strong man molesting you is armed. Look at this, 21. When a strong man armed keepeth his palace, his goods are in peace. As he has his ammunition trampling you down, the goods are in peace. In the sense that you remain a captive. But look at 22. But when a stronger than he shall come upon him and overcome him. Before the stronger than he overcomes him, there must be a fight. The fight is in the place of prayer. When a stronger than him shall come and overcome him, He taketh from him all his armor wherein he trusted, and divided the spoils, and reclaims the goods. So for you to overcome the strong man, there is always a fight. When we were small, when we used to watch wrestling, you see Hulk Hogan, Undertaker, this one will have the belt. They will fight for who will take that belt. The strongest that overpowers the other one takes the belt. So it is the strongest that overcomes. So it is something we wrestle about in the spirit. We wrestle over in the spirit. When he's stronger than he shall come upon him and overcome him. Anyone that overcomes is the one that takes the goods. If the strong man of immorality overcomes you, before you know, you're down in fornication, masturbation, pornography, because he has overcome you. And he's taking the goods of holiness from you, the goods of righteousness, the goods of purity, he's taking it away from you. But when he's stronger than he shall come upon him and overcome him, he taketh from him all his armor wherein he trusted. Jesus said, but if I were the finger of God, cast out devils. No doubt, the kingdom of God has come upon you. The kingdom of God itself is the government of God. The kingdom of God is the rulership of God. Kingdom is the ancient word for the present word of government. Kingdom means the king's domain. In every kingdom, there must be a king. So when the kingdom of God has come upon you, that means God has come into you. And that is what makes you stronger than the strong man. The Bible says, when he's stronger than he shall come. By fingers cast out devils, no doubt the kingdom of God has come upon you. He told us last Sunday that this is the kingdom day, the third day. The third day is the resurrection day, the day of the Spirit. The Spirit is here today, and that is the Holy Spirit that raised up Jesus from the grave. He is the finger of God. So when you have him inside of you, you are stronger than the strong man. But it is for you to know how to make use of what is in you. I shared the testimony of a woman that last week that messaged me. I said she was having irregular heartbeats. Her heart was palpitating and I was very busy then. She said, man of God, please pray for me. And she's in Botswana. When I was to pray for her, I did not pray and say, oh God, heal her in the name of Jesus. No. I saw that something was oppressing her in the spirit. So I commanded that that strong man be binded in the name of Jesus. And that strong man releases her from that oppression. And it was not long, few hours later, she was restored. Or rather, instantly, like she said. Then it was the following day she messaged me and said, man of God, immediately you prayed for me, I just felt the relief. It was evident. I've seen many of such cases that somebody will be palpitating or convulsing. And just at the mention of the name Jesus, you strong man, let him go or her go. You see, the person is relieved. It's a force. When you see somebody in oppression, shaking and all of that, you know the kind of prayer to pray. You know that it's a strong man you are dealing with, something oppressing that person. Acts 10:38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. He went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. Oppression is by the devil. Any oppression you are undergoing is from what? The devil. Healing all that we are oppressed by the devil. God does not oppress a man. Jesus went about healing all that we are oppressed by the devil. So when the oppression is coming, you know the kind of oppression that you know the strong man you are dealing with. And you call that strong man by name, you enter prayers. And the one that overcomes is the one that gains eminence. The Lord is giving you power over every strong man that has molested you so far in Jesus' name. I want us to know that Jesus taught his disciples to pray. He said, pray in this manner, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thine what? Thy kingdom come. Thy kingdom come. Thy kingdom what? Come. Let me show something about that prayer. Thy kingdom, like I said, kingdom is another word for government. Thy government come. Imagine if the government of America is sent to Borno State. The kingdom of America comes to Borno State. The Boko Boys, they will relocate from Nigeria. Because what? A government has come. A kingdom has what? Come. He said, thy kingdom come. Coming into our lives. When the kingdom of God begins to have preeminence over our lives, there are many entities that we submit. He said, say unto God, how terrible art thou in thy works? For through the greatness of your power shall the enemy submit. The presence of the kingdom of Christ in you makes the enemies to submit and to tremble. The enemies that have molested you thus far, they will tremble today in the name of Jesus. I want you to know that the kingdom has come. The kingdom is not in the demonstration of words. It's not in words, but in the demonstration of the Spirit and power. Is by the Spirit. When we carry the Holy Spirit, we carry the kingdom of God in us. When we carry the Holy Spirit, I call him Holy Spirit. There are many spirits today in many places or churches, but there is one Holy Spirit. The Spirit himself brings holiness. That's why it's called the Holy Spirit. When that Spirit is in you, the government of God is in you. This message you are hearing today is not just for us seated here. It's not just for a generation, it is for generations. It's not something you need to take for granted. The strong man is real. The strong man has stopped people. It has stopped presidents. It has stopped rulers, kings, governors. It has stopped divers. The strong man is not a respecter of persons. The only language he knows is the language of force. And the violent take it. Take it by force. There is a strong man today in the present day church. There is a strong man of the Queen of Heaven that people worship. If you read Jeremiah 7:18, you will understand who they call the Queen of Heaven. Jeremiah 7:18. You understand. There is a strong man of Mammon. If you read Matthew 6:24, you know who Mammon is. The worship of Mammon. Money. There is a strong man of Baal. This one is the one which most false prophets use. Doing sacrifices. He's a strong man of Baal. They are continental strong men. National strong men. Molesting nations and continents. But we want to practice how to reside in eternity and govern the affairs of our nations, the affairs of our communities and families. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 6. He says, seated and has raised us up together with him and made us sit together with him in heavenly places in Christ. Are you seeing where the believer is seated? In heavenly places, far above. Far above principalities, far above powers, might, dominion, rulers, every name that is named, not only in this world but also in that which is to come. When you have a revelation of who you are in Christ, in God, you know that you are seated far above every strong man. So when the strong man is molesting you, and you have a revelation of who you are, you will know how to pray aright. You will know how to tackle the strong man aright. The Lord will grant us grace. The Lord will grant us grace. And what I want us to know is that if the strong man is not confronted, we will be stopped. And not only us, our generations will come and also have to confront that strong man. There are many persons that lived careless lives, and as they gave birth to children, they did not deal with that strong man. Even when they died, their children were still battling with that thing that they inherited from their parents. It happens all over the world. Check people that were idol worshippers. Check people that were worshipping idols in shrines. Watch how when the children rise up and don't worship that idol, watch what will happen to those children. They will have enough battles to fight because of that idol. Do you understand? One of our vigils were praying for his sister here, and that entity began to speak. And it was because of what our fathers worshipped, the entity was speaking through her mouth. Are you seeing that it's not just that his sister was directly involved, it was something she inherited. Do you understand? So if a strong man is not dealt with in a generation, generations will come that will have to fight. So it's something we need to stop in our time. Rise up on your feet. Something we need to stop in our time. You know the strong man that has been victimizing you. On this issue, it's not just the one of man of God lay hands on me, man of God pray for me. Yes, it is good the man of God will lay hands and pray. But the strong man is something you need to face to face battle. It's something you need to battle. Look into your family. Look into your life. You know the strong man that I don't know, that has been battling, that has been waging war. The scripture we read here in Luke 11:21 said the strong man is armed, and many of us, we are not armed. How will you fight a strong man that is armed when you are not armed with truth? When you are not armed with holiness? When you are not armed with divine righteousness? When you are not armed with the word of God, you don't have the word of God in your spirit. How will you fight a strong man that is armed? Can somebody open his mouth? Open your mouth and begin to call upon God. You know the strong man that has been besetting you thus far. You are going to pray in this format, addressing the strong man to be stopped. And the weapon you are using is the name of Jesus. Every strong man that has molested us, any strong man that has stopped us, even our fathers, today the Lord is against you. We come against you. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Jala katabayados, libra katandele kedebosa, balia sata katebosha talabaruya namasa, intakamalande shiganda ladabosa, lebreketos katalabrakadoska, lebreketomasente ketusha katalabayados, lembreketoson tobalente kelimasanta yana. The prayer against the strong man will determine how far you will go in life. It will determine whether you will go far in life. If you don't confront the strong man, you will be stopped. Until you confront the strong man, until you rise up to your feet and say, enough is enough. Enough of the shame. Enough of the setback. Enough of the disappointment. Enough of the living in immorality. You strong man, I come against you. The Lord is against you. I bind you. Let me go. He said, lose him and let him go. Lose him and let him go. Kayada bayarosa. Ekatakalaga Speak to the strong man. Speak to the strong man. You know the strong man. You know the strong man. Say, you strong man, the Lord is against you. The blood of Jesus is against you. The blood of Jesus is against you. Oh, you strong man, molesting me thus far, molesting me hitherto. Can you make that prayer? Make the declarations to stop the strong man that has been attempting to stop you this far. Shakata ladabas. Jeka dekala katayagados. Leketeketekeleketes. Rikata kantolo dogovosa. Likata kataka yagadas. Legedekelegedigalakatas. Lebreketo soto lebrakatasha. Lebreketekeledekesa. Esheketelegedizo. Lebredoko sedekilagados. Leketeketekeleketes. Shekedekelegedigalakatas. Man of lust. That one is the one that gives birth to anything immorality. I've counseled many people. There is a couple I counseled in South Africa, in Botswana. The lady slept with another man, and her husband now appealed to divorce her. He said, why would she sleep with another man? I looked at the thing and said, beyond the sleeping with another man, if that woman does not deal with lust, it's something inside. It's like a software inside. But the person you see that sleeps around, the strong man the person is dealing with is called lust. Lustfulness. And that one is a principality. That one can even cause the person to sleep with little children. The strong man of lust. There are different strong men of diverse shapes that causes character malfunction. What is that strong man that is hindering you in terms of character? I don't know what it is. Some people have the strong man of kleptomaniacy. They are kleptomaniacs. Anywhere they go, they steal something. There's something pushing them. They may not need the thing, but they just want to steal it. Some people, it is a strong man of talkativeness. Diverse strong man that is hindering their progress. And it is in the character. I don't know what that strong man is you have been dealing with in your character. Mention that thing in your own time and command that thing to leave you.
My Father, my God,
working everything. In obedience to Christ, bringing everything, bringing everything. Yeah, in obedience to Christ, bringing everything. In obedience to Christ, transforming everything. In obedience to Christ, transforming everything. In obedience to Christ. Transforming everything, in obedience to Christ, transforming everything, transforming everything, in obedience to Christ, uprooting everything, uprooting everything, in obedience to Christ, uprooting everything, uprooting everything, in obedience to Christ. Changing everything, changing everything, yeah, in obedience to Christ. Changing everything, changing everything, in obedience to Christ. Holy Ghost is the Holy Ghost, Spirit of a living God. He's the Holy Ghost, center of the King of Kings. He's the Holy Ghost, Spirit of the age to come, Mashagadi. Changing everything, in obedience to Christ. Changing everything, changing everything, in obedience to Christ. Changing everything, in obedience to Christ. In Kalabarodos, in Kata 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 Lakata, in Kata Kata Kata, in Kata Kata Lakata. In Katambalaman Domenele Mina Haskambalada, Embrekan Delebo Shente Dilabalada, Repata Kade Shete Delebados, Lepreken Tobele Mesen Delemenados, Lepente Menele Nemoka Boshete Nemo, Embranamale Kante Manamo Shete.
The blood of Jesus is against you.
In Jesus' precious name. We are going to pray. We are going to pray. What is that strong man that has showed itself in the place of limitation towards progress? Some people, it is near success syndrome. It is setback, stagnation, disappointment. You are going to lift up your right hand, holding, pointing your index finger as though you are pointing an entity, because a strong man is an entity. You are going to command that in the name of Jesus, you strong man of greater setback, disappointment, your time is up. Pack and go from my life. I bind you. Command a strong man. Point as though you are pointing somebody, because it's an entity. Every strong man of disappointment, strong man of failure, strong man of shame, strong man of reproach, strong man of stagnation, your time is up in the name of Jesus. Back and go off this world. Back and go off our families, off our destinies, off our communities, off our nations and states, off this continent in the name of Jesus. You strong man of one, you strong man of shame and reproach, the Lord is against you. The blood of Jesus is against you. We bind you. We bind you. Get out of our families. Get out of our inheritance. Take your hands off our lives. In the name above every name, Jesus, we curse you, strong man. We curse you, strong man of defeat, strong man of disappointment, strong man of suicide. The Lord is against you, strong man of failure. The blood of Jesus is against you. We come against you by the blood of Jesus. 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 Eyo power sante manala. By el tamanala manga. Mantenele modi. Manta kwala mosi. Quiet,
Your time is up. Strong man of defeat. What are you waiting for? Back and go. Back and go. Back and go. Take your hands off our life. Take your hands off our destiny. Your time is up. Your time is up. Strong man. Back and go. Back and go. By the blood of Jesus. By the blood of Jesus. By the blood of Jesus Christ. By the blood of Jesus Christ. By the blood of Jesus Christ. Back, go. Back, go. Back, go. Back, go. Back, go. Back and 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 go. Strong man, back and go. Your time is up now. Your time is up. Your time is up now. Your time is up. Strong man, back and go. Back and go, back and go, back and go. By fire, by fire, by fire. By fire, by fire, by fire. This is the notice to quit. This is the notice to quit. The strong man in your life. The hour has come. That strong man in your life. I give it the quit notice. The notice to quit. Back, go. Back, go. Back, go. Back, go. Back and go. This is the confederacy of sons. This is the ascension of sons. The constellation of sons of God. And we decree in the name of the highest, Jesus of Nazareth. Strong man. Strong man. Over this ministry. Over this mandate. Over this commission. Over our lives. Over the lives of our hearers. What are you waiting for? Back and go. Back and go. Back and go.
Back and go. Back and go. Back and go. Back and go. Back and go. Back and go. Back and go. Back and go. Back and go. Back and go. Back and go. Back and go. Back and go. Back and go. Back and go. Back and go. Back and go. Back and go. Back and go. Back and go. Back and go. Back and go. Back and go. Back and go. Back and go. Back and go. Back and go. Back and go. Back and go. Back and go. Back and go. Back and go. Back and go. Back and go. Back and go. Back and go. Back and go. Back and go. Back and go. Back and go. Back and go. Back and go. Back and go. Back and go. Back and go. Back and go. Back and go. Back and go. Back and go. Back and go. Back and go. Back and go. Back and go. Back and go. Back and go. Back and go. Back and go. Back and go. Back and go. Back and go. Back and go. Back and go. Back and go. Back and go. Back and go. Back and go. Back and go. Back and go. Back and go. Back and go. Back and go. Back and go. Back and go. Back and go. Back and go. Back and
In Jesus' precious name of prayer. Lift up your hand wherever you are. Every strong man in your marriage, strong man of disagreements, strong man of quarrels and fights, strong man of divorce in your marriage, I curse them today. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Every strong man in your business, strong man in your career, limiting you, holding you bound, today I come against that strong man. Amen. In the name above every name. Amen. Jesus, the exalted Lord and Savior. Amen. Of the universe, that strong man, let them go now.
Amen.
Let them go.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Over your families, the strong man of untimely death, strong man of disappointment, strong man of near success syndrome, strong man of failure, I curse it by fire.
Amen.
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 Lose them, let them go.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus said, lose him and let him go. That strong man that has been holding you bound, place your right hand on your head. That strong man that has been holding you bound, I command over your head. That strong man that has done any enchantment over your head, Kaya Namasuria, Kayata Katala Katakayatos, Kayakate Kayaladabasa, Ela Katamandolabosa, Leka Shatakayos. I come against every strong man that has done anything against your head. Today the hand is coming off your head.
Amen.
The hand of the enemy is coming off your head.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The Lord sets you free today.
Amen.
Let your head be anointed with a new oil.
Amen.
With a new oil from
Amen.
Zion, the dwelling of God.
Amen.
With a new oil from Zion.
Amen.
A new civilization is coming upon your life.
Amen.
The civilization of God.
Amen.
The civilization of the Zion that is above.
Amen.
The civilization of heaven is coming to civilize
Amen.
You. The ancient powers holding you bound. He said, the Egyptians you have seen. The Egyptians you have seen. Nayaka Tamalaut. Place a hand on your head. That is the hand of Jehovah. The hand of Ruach Adonai. The hand of the Holy Ghost. The hand of the Holy Ghost is about to breathe upon you. As I sing this song, the Holy Ghost will breathe upon everyone here with a freshness. I have made up my mind to serve you for life. Breathe on me, oh Lord. Breathe on me. Just place your hand on your head. Wherever you are listening, stand still, place that hand on your head. As your hand is upon your head, that is how the hand of the Ruach Adonai, Adonai, the hand of the Spirit of the Living God will rest upon you. Breathe on me, oh Lord. Breathe on me. Breathe on me. Breathe on me, oh Lord. Breathe on me. Now I have made up my mind that I will serve you for life. Breathe on me, oh Lord. Breathe on me. Breathe on me. Breathe on me, oh Lord. Breathe on me. Breathe on me. Breathe on me, oh Lord. I have made up my mind. I have made up my mind to serve you for life. Breathe on me, oh Lord. Breathe on me. Every breath of death, breath of failure, breath of loss, breath of untimely death, breath of near success syndrome, breath of failures that has been breathed upon you by the enemy, today the Lord is bringing a new breath. That is by the Holy Spirit. Breathe on me, oh Lord. Breathe on me. Breathe on me. Breathe on me, oh Lord. Breathe on me. Breathe on me. Breathe on me, oh Lord. Breathe on me. I have made up my mind. I have made up my mind to serve you for life. Breathe on me, oh Lord. Breathe on me. Breathe on me. Breathe on me, oh Lord. Breathe on me. Breathe on me. Breathe on me, oh Lord. Breathe on me. I have made up my mind. I have made up my mind to serve you for life.
Breathe on me, oh Lord.
Breathe on me. Breathe on me. Breathe on me, oh Lord. Breathe on me. Breathe on me. Breathe on me, oh Lord. Breathe on me. I have made up my mind. I have made up my mind to serve you for life. Breathe on me, oh Lord. Whenever you arise up on your feet, the Lord is going to breathe. The Lord is saying, I should anoint everyone here against the strongholds of a strong man. That, see, Jesus came into this hall. The Spirit is still here. The anointing of God is present here. So we are going to make use of this opportunity. Before I come to you to lay hands on you, you make sure that your heart is open to God. That the captivity of the strong man will be no more. Breathe on me. Breathe on me. Oh Lord. Breathe on me. Breathe on me. Breathe on me. Oh Lord, I have made up my mind.
Made up my mind
to serve you for life.
God, through his servant Apostle Christian Woke, has just delivered to you the message of repentance and divine fullness. Now you are blessed and empowered to lead a victorious life by the power of the risen Christ. Amen. Please share your testimonies with us through email at christianwokeministries@gmail.com or write us on WhatsApp with +234 7032 46 9360.
For further inquiries, counseling, partnership, or prayers, call Apostle Christian with his direct line on +234 7032 46 9360 or +234 8080 620037. You can come hear the man of God live at God's Army Global Ministries, Kubwa, Abuja, Nigeria. Service days are Sunday 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Family True Worship Service, and Thursday 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Life in the Spirit Expository Bible Teaching Service. Come to God's Army Global. Here, the fullness of God awaits you.